The year was 1972. The Clearys are at it again. Eight hungry boys making lots of noise. Life was pretty groovy back then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Find a place to sleep and you're doing great. The kids are all right. The kids are all right.
The kids are all right.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
All right. I got to tell you, my friend Lisa Nelson writes for a new TV show. I said, you know what? I'm going to support you. Uh-huh. I'm going to watch it.
Yes.
The kids are all right. It's on Tuesday, 7:30 on ABC. So I watched it. It's my new favorite show.
Oh, how about that?
I love it. And the woman who plays the mom of all moms, Peggy Cleary, her name is Mary McCormick. And Mary joins us right now. Hello.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. In a nutshell, and Mary Vandeveld in Traffic, you were saying you love this show. Mary comes from a Catholic family, and that's what this is about, set in the 1970s.
Yeah, I want to be really clear that that theme song that you just played is not the actual theme song.
Yeah, I never heard that before.
That was like we were making fun of like old shows in the 70s, like the Brady Bunch, when they used to do theme songs like that. So that was a more of a, I think that was a promotional gag. I don't want people to listen to it and go, oh my God, I'm not watching that.
No. I'm disappointed hearing that, Mary, because that made me want to watch more now.
No, it's really fun. It's about, it's based on our show creator's actual life. He was one of eight boys, and our show takes place in 1972. So it's a house with 10 people and one bathroom. You know, they're not rich, and they're Irish Catholic. And it's both a sort of look at that kind of parenting, the sort of Irish Catholic kind of parenting, but also just parenting in general in the early 70s and mid-70s, like, you know, when there wasn't a lot of parenting, period.
Although, I will say this, with Mother's Day coming up this weekend, Bill and I have both lost our mothers, but Peggy Cleary reminds me of my mom in this way. My mom wasn't really mean, but we kind of had a saying in our family, like, the stranger's always right. So she would always go for anyone but her kids.
Of course, that's polite. That's Irish manners. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and absolutely.
So I love seeing that with Peg. It's just like, no BS.
Yeah,
you're not going
right.
to take it. I love
tough
you.
Love. Tough love. That's my nickname in my family is tough love. My kids are like, you could take our sides against the teachers just once. I'm like, absolutely not. Dream on.
So was
there's
your...
like a, there was a saying like, you know, kids should be seen and not heard.
Right.
But in Irish houses, it was kids should be not seen and not heard. Like, if you came in the house, my mom put you to work. You wouldn't even come in.
So is your portrayal of Peg kind of like your mom when you were growing up?
My mom, my aunts, you know, and all the moms in my neighborhood. I mean, they could all hit you. Remember, your neighbor's, your friend's mom could even smack you?
Now, my mom was Italian, and she had a wooden spoon that she would hit us with.
Yeah, a hairbrush, anything they could reach. Yeah. I hit the kids on the show, too. It's great.
Oh, you do? That's fun.
Yeah, I don't beat them. It's like the way you do when someone's mouthy. You whack them in the back of the head with a newspaper or a spoon or something.
We referred to that as a love tap when I was growing up.
Good. That's exactly right. Tough love.
Yeah.
It all comes back to tough love.
Yep.
But it is fun to look at that sort of style of... I mean, no, in the show, I drive in the front seat with my baby in my lap, no seatbelts. It's crazy. The 70s were crazy. It's amazing any of us lived.
It is pretty amazing. And have jarts surfaced on the show yet? Remember those lawn jarts?
What's that?
They were darts, basically, that you'd set up a little circle. Wasn't that the 70s,
Bill?
Yeah.
Yep.
And you would throw these dart-like
projectiles
at, you know, your partner across and try and get it in the ring. Oh, my God. You have to have that on this show.
Okay. I'll look into that. I'm definitely going to bring in darts. It was some funny stuff that happened. You look back and you're like, God, that seemed normal at the time. It's definitely not normal. It's funny. It's fun to look back.
Now,
and it's a great group of actors. It's really fun. And it's well-written. That's the thing. It's just funny. I mean, like, my kids don't have any nostalgia about the 70s, and they look forward to it every week.
Oh,
so that's
nice.
The thing. That's sort of part of the, I think, the reason for the success of the show is that, you know, people my age watch it, and we have all that sort of texture to it, that, you know, having lived through that time. And the kids watch it just because there's, like, eight funny, you know, differently sort of sketched kids on it doing, you know, nonsense things.
Well, Mary, here's my question then. We grew up with the show The Wonder Years that was a look at the 70s, and we lived through the 70s, so for us it was kind of remembering back. But how about that for kids now who didn't live through the 70s? Do you play it a little differently knowing that a lot of this is new territory to your audience?
No, No, we don't sort of talk down to them at all. I think they just sort of get it. I think the Wonder Years was I think, I'm old now and don't remember a lot, but I think it was more 60s.
60s and the 70s,
also,
sure.
I think they portrayed it accurately, and even if you didn't live through it, I think good storytelling is good storytelling. My kids, honestly, I mean, I know tons of kids who watch The Kids Are All Right every week, and it's because there's 8 kids on it being really silly and really funny, and, you know, they don't care if they're in period dress.
Right.
Kids are kids, so right. They just like watching kids be funny, you know.
I have a 19-year-old that I watch it with every week, and he's a redhead, so he's trying to pitch to get on the show.
I love him. We have to get him on the show. He's the best.
He put an Instagram.
Yeah, rocks.
He's saying The Kids Are All Right by The Who. And here's the thing, tonight, like, this show's on the bubble, so tonight you got to watch it if you haven't already.
We need everyone to watch tonight, yeah.
It's the determining factor, right? If you do some good ratings. I will say, last week you guys did live tweeting, which was so fun to be there with the stars and comment, but I had to rewatch the show because I was more into watching the tweets than the show.
I know, it's hard.
Can I suggest something, Mary, with all that's at stake tonight? You know, Game of Thrones is popular. What if the Clearys got a dragon? Would that be a terrible idea?
We could get a dragon, and we could also get a Starbucks cup and leave it in the front of the shop.
Yes.
All right, we worked in radio with Danny Bonaducci. In fact, Danny's instrumental in pairing Bill and I together on the air. So it was super great to see him on an episode. I know, that's so funny. And I know that Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, is a huge fan of this show. He tweets out about it a lot. If you do get a season 2, is he going to be on it maybe?
Well, I'm certainly hoping so. I was talking to him about that the other day, and he was like, well, maybe if you last till, when does Star Wars come out? He was like, if you guys last till when the Star Wars comes out, you never know.
Oh.
So we are hoping to get him on desperately, and he is a massive fan of the show. He grew up in an Irish Catholic large family, so he loves the show. But he said his wife, who is an only child, also loves it. So it really does reach everybody. But, yeah, we're going to try to get Mark Hamill on, and a whole bunch of other people, too. We're not above some stunt casting. Let's go.
No.
Well, there's some stunt casting tonight, isn't there?
Is there? Oh, yes. Yes, there is.
My two worlds are colliding in a good way.
Oh, you guys are big Walking Dead people,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yes.
So a former co-star from The Walking Dead is making an appearance.
And I have no memory, so I'm going to space his name and forgive me.
All right, it's Josh McDermott. He played
Josh
Eugene.
Yeah, you should do it, yeah.
Yeah, and of course Michael Cudlitz was Abraham, and he's on the show.
They were partners on the show. They were friends on the show.
And so,
I can't watch Walking Dead. Too scary for me.
Oh.
I got to tell you, seeing Cudlitz as Abraham and then seeing him as this dad who, it's just...
jarring, right?
It is jarring.
Totally
but,
different guy.
But totally, it works.
He's a great actor.
You are the funniest. I got to tell you, your delivery, and Bill, you would appreciate this. They talked about x-ray specs.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie got mailed away for some x-ray specs and masks for shut-ins. We've talked about all this stuff. This is all the stuff we grew up with.
Good references.
Yes. Yeah, there's some good stuff.
How much input do you get to your character, Mary? Are you allowed to say, let's try it this way, I would do it this way? Is that allowable?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, it's so well written, you don't need to change lines, really. But yeah, if there's something that feels funny, all the writers are super collaborative. And you know, yeah, I can say, I think it's funnier to do it like this. And they're usually on board. There's no one's too precious.
And I got to tell you, you know, sometimes you wonder about kid actors, and with them being 8 of them, although the baby doesn't really matter, these kids are all so funny.
They're pretty good. I know. Like, I was ready to, you know, judge, because kid actors, I'm on board with you, but they're pretty good, and they're also nice, which is annoying. I mean, I'm sure one of them's going to go off the deep end eventually. We'll have someone's going to Betty Ford. We just don't know which one yet.
Mary, before we head young, we were saying that the first time either Wendy or I became aware of you was Private Parts, the Howard Stern. Please tell me that was a pleasant experience for you.
It was
good.
That's the best job I've ever had. Howard Stern is still one of my best friends. And it was a great experience. And I'd never done a big movie before. And it was just it's a great part to play. And he's just the nicest. And the crew was laughing all day. And he's so protective of me still. I mean, still to this day, I think because radio has no eyes. I mean, young men still think I'm hot. And I'm like 50. So I'm thrilled with it, because the way he talks about me to this day is pretty great.
Good. And then the other thing I need to ask you about, of course, is Scooby-Doo WrestleMania Mystery.
Oh, yeah. Funny. You did a deep dive. You did a deep IMDb dive. That happened, too. I did a cartoon, a voice in a cartoon. I think I was a bad guy.
Yep. I was a big fan.
I, Not sure I ever saw that one.
No, it was tremendous.
A bunch of
good. I'm gonna find it and make my 7-year-old watch it, even if she doesn't want to.
A bunch of texts coming in. When Mary's on, can you please ask her about In Plain Sight? It's my favorite show of all time, and
yay.
I was devastated when it went off the air.
I know. Well, we did 5 years. It was really, I was devastated, too, because I love that part. That was another great part. She was very similar to Peggy Cleary, pretty grouchy. I get a lot of grouchy parts, which makes me wonder what people see in me. A lot of anger.
708 says, best new show on TV. Love it. 281 says, Peggy says all the things our moms were thinking. It's awesome.
Yes. That's my favorite part. One episode, I literally said, my husband came into the room, and I'm trying to put the baby to sleep, and he comes in kind of loud, and I go, if you wake this baby, so help me God, I will beat you to death with this baby.
That's the best.
And every mom has been there. Every mom has been there.
Slightly severe, but I could see where it would come in.
You know, that's happens.
Right. Yep.
Hard to get a baby down.
847, the show's brilliant. The cast is amazing. I love this show. So all these people that are texting and then some, please watch tonight. You can pick it up tonight. You don't have to have seen the first ones, or you can watch it on Hulu and get caught up. But just watch The Kids Are All Right. Really love this show.
Yay, thanks.
And Mary, they said to you point blank, tonight's show does well, you get picked up. Tonight's show doesn't do well,
no,
you don't. It didn't come down to that, did it?
No, no. Right. And who knows what they're really, you know, they keep their cards pretty close. You don't know what they're thinking. We may already be in good shape. We may, we haven't had a formal pickup, but lots of shows haven't had a formal pickup yet. So, but we're hopeful. And you know, yes, the more people who watch tonight, the more ABC looks at that and goes, oh, wow, okay, their audience is building and their fans are loyal. And, you know, this show's connecting with people. And that is the good news. Everyone who watches the show comes back, which is great. Like, people watch it, and we don't get sort of mixed reviews. We get people really enjoy it. So it's just a matter of people finding it and then telling their friends. Tell your friends.
Yep.
And, I mean, just some of the references, Bill, they go off on the whole Jerry Lewis telethon and everything. It's just really our lives coming to the screen.
Oh, that sounds
and I
great.
Was super excited because I had this Noah's Ark quilt that I got from my cousin Susie. And, oh, my God, that was in an episode.
There it is. I know. I walk around the set, too, going, I have that. I have that. I have that.
Just a super big fan. Good luck with the show.
Thank you.
Hope to talk to you again when it's been renewed for season number 2.
Gosh, I hope so too. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Mary. Great
appreciate
to talk
it.
To you.
All right. Bye.
Mary McCormick from The Kids Are All Right. Watch it tonight.
7:30.
Or she'll have to leave her house and her kids and stuff. It's terrible.
I'm a little fangirl about her. I just really love her.
You always talk about how much you love this show. So, I mean, I'm hoping like crazy that it does get renewed. That'd be nice.
You can follow them at The Kids Are All Right ABC on Instagram. She's Mary McCormick. She's on Instagram, too. And watch it tonight, ABC, Chicago time, 7:30, Tuesdays. Watch it. The Kids Are All Right. Quick break. Shall we do it?
Yes.
Why am I speaking like Yoda? All right. It's Bill and Wendy on 720 WGN.